When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit Spectrum.com/big deal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Ring, 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 ring. May I please speak with Zoe?
Oh, hello, Lamorne. Let's patch in Hannah.
God, I forgot what it was like working with you guys.
Welcome to our show.
Hello, hello, everybody. It's Zoe Deschanel. I'm here. I'm ready to answer some questions from you guys. Sadly, I'm not here with my two pals, Hannah and Lamorne, but I'm happy to answer some questions that you guys have for me. So I'm going to get into these voicemail questions, and here we go.
Hey guys, Ashling here, long-term fan of the show. I have a question that isn't really about Lamorne, but maybe you might know. Am I right in thinking that the like fake Nick that Jess makes with like the melon head or whatever when she's in the apartment alone, is that the same like body that Nick had as the scarecrow on the roof when he grew the tomatoes? Because it kind of looks like the same figure. So just wondering if I'm right.
Oh gosh. I'm sorry, Ashlyn. Love your accent. I'm so happy you love the show, been watching. I don't know is the answer I have for you. I think that would be a question probably for our props department. We had an incredible props department. So sadly, I don't have an answer for you. I don't really remember that episode very well. So once I review, maybe some memories will pop up. But as of now, I don't have an answer, but thanks for watching and thanks for being so observant. Okay, here's the next question, also on voicemail.
Hi, Zoe, Lamorne, and Hannah. My name is Carrie, and I am a huge fan of New Girl, and I am so excited that you guys started to make this podcast series. I had a question about the episode where everyone goes to New York City for Schmidt's high school reunion, and Jess ends up borrowing Schmidt's mother's car to go get him Schmegelmans, and she gets pulled over by Jake Peralta from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. He takes over her car, ends up crashing it, and she ends up at the 99th precinct talking to different characters from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So I wanted to just ask where the idea to mash the two shows together came from and what the experience was like for Zoe to work with the different actors from that show.
Oh, wow. Great question. So I believe it was because our shows were both on Fox, and I think they thought it would be a great idea to mash the two shows together. We were playing our shows aired right next to each other, I believe, for several years. We were, you know, part of Fox's like comedy block, and you know, when a network develops comedies, they like kind of like to have a number of comedies that all kind of go together that, you know, people can watch right in a row. So it just kind of made sense. We also had our directing producer on New Girl, Trent O'Donnell, who's an amazing director. He also directed a lot of Brooklyn Nine-Nine episodes. So, you know, there was some crossover on our people, and you know, I've always been a fan of that show. Andy, I've known for a long time, such a nice guy, such an incredible cast. So it was an honor to be on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and such a great time working with all the actors. Like, what a great show, what a great cast, and it was a great experience.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Welcome
to our show.
Right, moving on to the next question. Here we go.
Hi, guys. So we all know that Taylor Swift played Elaine, who runs away with Chevrang at the end of Cece's wedding. But we also know that Jess listens to Taylor Swift at least once when she's sad and just wants to listen to Taylor Swift alone. So I'm wondering, what are your thoughts on the fact that in the New Girl universe, there seem to be two identical people, one called Elaine and one called Taylor Swift, and how do we explain their existence? Are they secret twins? What are your theories on that topic?
Well, that's a great question. You know, there's some things we can't explain. Taylor Swift playing Elaine and just listening to Taylor Swift. You know, we love Taylor Swift. Listen, I love Taylor Swift. She's a great person, great artist, just all around great. We can't have too much Taylor Swift in our lives. You know what I mean? There's just room for two of them. So Elaine, you know, I think if we're trying to get into like really concrete explanations for the show, I think she's just, you know, a doppelganger. She looks just like Taylor Swift, but she's not Taylor Swift. But you know what? I say I'll take them both, you know, because there isn't enough Taylor. Bring on more Taylor. We love Taylor. Okay. Next question. Okay. You guys are asking hard questions. This is some difficult stuff. Okay, let's listen to the next one. I don't know what it is yet, but I'm assuming it's something, you know, pretty difficult to answer. Okay.
Hi, Zoe. I'm Jaden from Singapore. I love New Girl. I love you. And I want to know if you did anything to get into the Jess character, like listen to a song or anything to prepare like that. Also, I really love this podcast. It's been keeping me occupied the past few days, especially when I've been quarantined because of COVID. So thank you.
Well, first of all, that's awesome. I'm glad we could distract you from quarantining. And thanks for listening and thanks for watching. As far as Jess, you know, when you play a character for a long time, it's after a while, you don't have to do as much work in, you know, getting into character because it's just part of something, you know, it's just something you know really well. My first season, I did a lot of text work with the show and worked with a couple of acting coaches pretty much every week. And mainly it was more work with the text and comic timing and figuring out how to bring the words to life in the best way. But I didn't have to listen to any songs. I just put that character on like a well-worn sweater. But thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. On to the next one. Okay.
Hi, Zoe. I'm Jaden, a huge fan from Singapore. And my question is, if you had to be roommates with one New Girl character for the rest of your life, who would it be and why? Also, I love you.
Okay, that maybe that's the same person as the last question, but thanks for asking two great questions. If I had to pick a roomie character, I think I would say Winston. He's nice. He's thoughtful. He's kind of quirky, you know. He likes to do puzzles. And he's not like as messy as Nick. And he's not as uptight as Schmidt. And you know, he doesn't yell as much as Coach. So I would say Winston. Winston would be my pick. And yeah, I think Cece was a little bit messy too. So I think, you know, in a roommate, you kind of want somebody who's like not too messy, but also not too uptight. So Winston's the perfect mix. Thanks for the question. Okay, here's another one.
Hey, Zoe, it's Zaina. So my biggest question, well, I don't know if it's my biggest question, but the question that was always in the back of my mind when I watched New Girl is about the glasses Jess wore. And I, at the beginning, didn't notice, but I think Jess didn't wear any lenses in her glasses. And it always tripped me up because I was like, doesn't Zoe wear glasses? How does that work? How does TV and glasses and lenses work? And so, yeah, that's my question. And also, I wanted to say that I love the podcast and I can't wait for the rest of the show to come out.
So here's the answer. We did sometimes have lenses in the glasses. I do wear glasses, but I would never have my prescription in those glasses because I wear contact lenses to correct my vision most of the time, and I wear glasses at night. When you're on a film set or a TV set, there's tons of lights, and I was constantly having to adjust my face, like with my glasses, because they're constantly reflecting the light. And even if you have the glasses coated in, you know, they have something that's supposed to keep them from reflecting, but it doesn't work that well in the context of a film set because the lights are really strong and there are tons of lights and there's, you know, tons of things that we don't want you guys as audience to see, like the camera. You don't want the camera reflected. You want the crew on the other side reflected. So it was at times necessary to take the glass out of the glasses. But that's a trick they use a lot. So yeah, but sometimes there was glass in there. It just depended. Thanks for the question.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Welcome to our show.
Hello, my name is Carly. I'm such a huge fan of your show, New Girl, as well as the podcast. Thank you very much. I found your show halfway through my first year of college, and it literally shaped my whole experience, so I cannot thank you enough for that. Hopefully you see this and can answer some of my questions. Question for Zoe. Absolutely love your personality and performance on the show. One thing I love most about your character was the physical comedy. I've seen you in so many other movies, and my question is, was the role of Jess more difficult than some other roles you've played just based on the physical comedy aspect? Did this kind of comedy come easily to you, or was it a choice you made for the show? Thank you for being such a huge inspiration in my life, and I'm so excited to hear more of your amazing podcast. Sincerely, Carly F. Well, thanks, Carly. I'm so appreciative that you love the show, and you love the podcast and the show. Okay, so I loved the physical comedy. It was one of my favorite parts of doing New Girl. I loved doing it. It's so much fun. I think when something's fun, it doesn't feel like work. So even though, yeah, there's like a certain amount of preparation that goes into physical comedy, I love doing it and it's fun. So it doesn't feel like work. Like the things that feel difficult in movies are when it's really like emotionally draining a character that's very dark or depressed, or that's hard. You know, it's rewarding work, but it can be, that's what I find hard, because it doesn't feel as fun. So you don't have that fun aspect to kind of like get you past the work. And so those are the characters I find more difficult to play, but I love doing all kinds of comedy because it's fun and enjoyable. And that's why I end up doing more comedy than drama, but I do a lot of drama. So which is rewarding in a different way, but comedy requires a little bit more of an analytical kind of approach, I think, because you have to be extremely aware of your frame, how you're being shot, and physical comedy especially, it's all about how it looks and what is happening inside that tableau. So yeah, it's more analytical, but it's so much fun. So it doesn't feel hard to me. Okay, so the next question. Oh, and thank you, Carly. I appreciate your question. This one is from Elizabeth. My name is Elizabeth, and I have a question for Zoe. I'm currently in my second year of teaching, so I entered teaching during the pandemic. My question for Zoe is, how did you prepare for the role of a teacher? You did such a good job showing the fun bits we do for our students, impactful moments, and many of the difficulties teachers face. Also, how do you think Jess would have handled teaching at home with the guys in the apartment had there been a virtual learning episode? I also wanted to say thank you for the show and the podcast. New Girl has been my go-to to cheer me up during hard times these past 2 years. Elizabeth. Wow. Elizabeth, first of all, you're a teacher. You guys are the best. I love teachers so much. Like, you make the world a better place. I owe my teachers so much. And I dedicate this question to the teachers in the world. We love you. First of all, I couldn't do what you do. I am not a patient teacher myself, Zoe. That is not my calling in life. So yeah, I mean, there was a fair amount of, you know, thinking about the teachers I love and how they were with me and, you know, the patience that they displayed. And, you know, I really wanted Jess, you know, one of the things about Jess is that she's such an altruistic person and wants to help people. And that's why she loves teaching so much. And so I really wanted to play that aspect of Jess's empathy and how I myself am an empathetic person, but not a good teacher. But I use my own empathy to kind of tap into Jess's, you know, use of her own empathy to be a good teacher. Is that convoluted enough? Okay, so the other question is, how would Jess have handled virtual learning? Listen, I think that would have been a great episode. Seriously, you know, pandemic times were very difficult times for many people, but, you know, that could have inspired a good episode of New Girl. And I'm sad we didn't actually get to do that, because New Girl at its heart was a farce, and farces, you know, really do well in a small space with lots of slamming doors and misunderstandings. So great suggestion for New Girl. Sadly, we couldn't have made that episode. And thank you for being an amazing teacher, Elizabeth. I hope you're enjoying your new job. All right, one more question here. Major fan of your show. I particularly love Schmidt and Cece's journey together. I'm enjoying your podcast too. It's a nice change from the depressing news of the day. My question relates to Jess/Zoe, and it's one I really relate to. In the first few episodes, Jess bursts into song regularly as anything someone says or does reminds her of a song. I do too. Okay. So my question is Jess bursting into song something Zoe actually does, seeing that she's a singer in real life, or is the idea just a character quirk for Jess? Much love from Canberra, Australia. Well, let's see. No, it's not really a character trait of mine. It's a Jess trait. Sometimes I would do it as a joke, you know, kind of, and then I kind of, you know, it was part of the character, and then something I kind of like added my own spin on as we were kind of creating that character. But it's not something I really do myself. But I love that you do it, and I think we need more singing in the world, and I love that you're singing and that you're expressing yourself that way. I think that's wonderful. Okay, I think that's the end of my questions. I'm happy to answer more for the next one. We're so grateful you guys are listening. Happy Halloween, everybody. I don't know when this episode's airing. Maybe on Halloween, maybe not. Maybe after Halloween, but I hope you had a good one. So be sure to visit our merch store because truly some of the coolest merch ever is in our store. I'm really proud of these shirts. We have shirts from the amazing Jess Rotter, who's just an incredible illustrator. And I'm very excited for you guys to check them out if you haven't already. Please give us 5 stars if you're loving the show. And subscribe and tune in next week. Thank you so much for sending in your questions. I'd love to answer more next time. We love you guys. Mwah.
You've been listening to Welcome to Our Show, a New Girl recap podcast. Welcome to Our Show is a production of iHeartRadio, hosted by Zooey Deschanel, Lamorne Morris, and Hannah Simone. Our executive producer is Joelle Monique. Our engineer and editor is Daniel Goodman. The Welcome to Our Show theme song was written by Zooey Deschanel, performed and produced by Zooey Deschanel and Pierre DeReeder. Follow us on Instagram at Welcome to Our Show Pod. If you have a question you'd like us to answer, you can email us at welcometoourshowpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share far and wide. Thanks for listening. We'll hear you next week.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh? Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.